I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We start in India's Uttar Pradesh state, where a group of Christians accused under the anti-conversion law received a just ruling. In the order released last month, the Allahabad High Court affirmed that distributing Bibles and preaching religion are not crimes. The judges also noted that the complainant lacked any victim of alleged forced conversion. A specific victim is required by law for such charges. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World tells us.
And so it's been very, on one hand, reassuring that the courts are reading things according to the, you know, the Constitution and in favor of religious freedom.
However, he adds that Christians continue to be harassed under anti-conversion laws. Many lawsuits drag on for years, so thank God for justice in this recent case and pray strength today for Christians to keep sharing the hope of Jesus. And in Nigeria, ministry work is pivoting to cities to avoid Muslim resistance in the villages, but many people remain unreached and without access to the Bible. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press recently spoke with the Nigerian director of Every Home for Christ.
In the cities, they're able to openly distribute material and minister and have outreach. But his heart was for the villages because they don't have the word anyway. And the resistance is so strong that it's dangerous, and so they have to find ways and maybe get two or three people that are willing to have someone in their home.
Despite daily dangers in Nigeria, the DRC, Eritrea, Somalia, and Djibouti, gospel work continues. Please pray for Christians who are experiencing persecution and pray that many more will come to know the Lord. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.